I want, you know, I've said over and over and over again that our battle is a warfare between good and evil, right versus wrong, that there is no such thing as racism or sexism or homophobiaism or Islamophobiaism or dad be dadism, no isms. It's either right or wrong, good or evil. And I want to give you a perfect example of evil in our government. And James is here, my producer. He's also the host of the Hake, H-A-K-E, H-A-K-E, report.com, Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. Pacific time. Check it out. And I saw like Joel. Check it out. Let me see his promo, Joel.
My name is James Hake, and I am host of the Hake Report without Joel and Esteban. I'm part of the Entrepreneur Academy. This is my venture. I very much appreciate Jesse for the opportunity. He allows me to use this studio and use Joel. Joel offers his time. The idea for this show is to do a little bit more. People have been asking for it.
This sounds like a brilliant pal. The Hake
Report. I'm excited about this because I think doing this will help actually improve Jesse's show and make things even better.
Amazing. And so, James, I have a nonprofit organization called Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. For 28 years, we've been rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. We counsel, we tutor, we have a home for young men. We do everything. We help them. They have to do for themselves, though. We don't take away that. But we show them how. And the most important thing is to overcome the anger. We have an academy, Entrepreneur Academy, where we're teaching them to start their own business. And we bring in speakers to help them, you know, men who have been in business. It's amazing. So James is starting his own thing now. He's going to be going full-time with the Hake Report. He's in our academy. He's ready to do his own thing. He's working on a guy now to take his place as the producer of my show and his show. It's amazing. And so I want to give you an example of pure evil in the government. Fox News reporter Representative Steve King, a Republican out of Iowa, removed from all committee assignments by fellow Republicans amid white supremacy controversy. So first of all, there's no such thing as white supremacy. That's a lie. It's a made-up lie. There is nationalism for all Americans who are true Americans, no matter what color you are. And what these evil people do, if a white person say, mention nationalism, especially a white one, they say a white supremacy. And they are, the children of the lie are allowed to get away with that. This is mind-blowing. And the weak, pathetic Republicans, not President Trump, but the rest of them, are as bad as the Democrats. What's this guy named that's just letting in?
Mitt Romney.
Mitt Romney is a girl. If Mitt Romney was my daddy, I would legally disassociate myself from him and change my name to Jesse Peterson. So here's the controversial remark that he made. And these people act like they're so hurt by it. James is here. Tell us about it, James.
So according to the New York Times, what Mr. King said was white nationalists, white supremacists, Western civilization, how did that language become offensive? Why did I sit in class teaching me about the merits of our history and civilization? And so
to me, that's so logical. That's the American way.
Right.
All of a sudden, anything that white people do or say is wrong.
Oh, he's very logical. He sounds a lot like you. He sounds a lot like Trump. I have like a whole history of him because the New York Times did this whole hit piece. This appeared in an article that was a hit piece on him. And they also did a hit video on him. And so I have some video about stuff that he said.
What made me so sick about it is that weak Mitt Romney, who could not even beat girly man Obama, wouldn't stand up to Obama when he ran against Obama, going to all of a sudden stand up against Steve King and President the Great White Hope, President Trump, as though he got courage.
That's a really good point.
Such a weak, pathetic. I don't even know why. Why did the people even elect him for senator again?
They're very deluded over in Utah, apparently. A lot of them didn't like Trump either over in Utah.
That's amazing. They're going to regret Mitt Romney, believe me. Mitt Romney couldn't even beat the fallen Messiah. I could have beat Obama for president with one foot tied behind my back.
Interesting. Visual.
But anyway, the New York Times is doing...
Yeah, so we have a clip from the New York Times. Representative Steve King pushed for a wall back in 2006.
You got to love this man. You would think that all these white people in the White House up there will have this type of courage.
Yeah.
But they go along with it, I think, because they're no different than the Democrats.
Right.
Here's that soundbite.
It looked like this. 10 feet wide, 13 and a half feet tall. They'd construct itself to be a 12-foot finished wall just like that.
That's Representative Steve King.
We do that with livestock all the time.
Pitching the idea of building a wall between the U.S. and Mexico more than a decade before it became President Donald Trump's central immigration policy.
The wall's going to get built, folks. Just in case anybody has any question, the wall's going to get built.
King has been a Republican member of Congress from Iowa for the past 16 years.
The gentleman from Iowa is recognized.
We should have made him president a long time ago. We would have had the wall.
Maybe so.
I didn't know he was for the wall like that. Right on.
Yeah.
And Steve has a history of so-called racist statements.
According to New York Times, yeah, disparaging dreamers.
I have a dream that one day I will make it up to the mountain and I will look over and I will see. What are you going to see when you look over there?
Mexico.
Here we go.
He's made a name for himself as a hardline opponent of illegal immigration and for his inflammatory, sometimes racist statements. Like when he disparaged so-called dreamers, children brought by their parents as undocumented immigrants in 2013.
For everyone who's a valedictorian, there's another 100 out there that they weigh 130 pounds and they've got calves the size of cantaloupes because they're hauling 75 pounds of marijuana across the desert.
King was an early and fervent supporter of Donald Trump.
He's a quick study. He's an astute study. And if you explain something to Donald Trump, he's listening carefully. And you need to get it right.
And the feeling has been mutual.
He may be the world's most conservative human being.
Steve King for president after President Trump does his 8 years.
Yeah, and the dreamers are not children. They came as children.
Right.
So-called.
They are gang members now.
And many of the ages, they claim to be under 18. In some cases, they're like 20-something. Anyways.
And King has criticized anchor babies. And so anchor babies, when a Mexican woman is pregnant on the other side at her hometown, and then she walk across the border and drop the baby here, and the baby become a citizen, we need to get rid of that.
Yeah.
So King has criticized anchor baby policies like Trump has been doing.
Trump's election in 2016 gave King a staunch ally in the White House. These days, the president's statements sound like echoes of things King said years earlier.
It's our job here in this Congress to decide who will be citizens, not someone in a foreign country that can sneak into the United States and have a baby and then go home with a birth certificate.
King's ideas and public statements, which once seemed fringe, now appear in the national discourse. His views are central to the white identity politics that heavily influenced the Trump administration. The Iowa congressman's ultra-conservative ideas have been a long time in the making.
Preventing babies from being born is not medicine. That's not constructive to our culture and our civilization. If we let our birth rate get down below the replacement rate, we're a dying civilization.
Yep.
And that's what's happened.
That's right.
He was criticizing Obamacare right there in 2011 because Obamacare guaranteed free contraceptives, birth control.
The fallen Messiah. I didn't know King was this tough. I knew about him, but I had no idea. Why didn't we run him as president rather than that weak, pathetic, jello Mitt Romney?
I don't know. I think that...
And that other guy, what's his name from Arizona?
McCain.
Where's McCain now?
He's dead.
Rest my case. We should have ran Steve King.
It would have been a lot better. But I guess we needed to suffer through Obama and get that wake-up call.
Amazing. Here's where Steve King invokes Western civilization, right?
Yep.
Like white supremacists.
King has denied that his statements are racist.
They're
and
not.
Often invokes the idea of protecting our civilization. It's a concept of national identity and racial superiority that's a common talking point among white nationalists. In an interview on MSNBC, King himself explained.
Where did any other subgroup of people contribute more to civilization?
Than white people?
Than Western civilization itself, that's rooted in Western Europe, Eastern Europe, and the United States of America, and every place where the footprint of Christianity settled the world.
Asia?
That's all of Western civilization.
Well, what about
He's even gotten close to white nationalists outside of the U.S., appearing with far-right Dutch politician Geert Wilders. King has also been to Austria several times since 2013, where he's cozied up to the far-right Freedom Party.
Wow. It's okay to be white. I had no idea.
Yeah.
This guy is tough. He's an honest man. He's not afraid to be white.
Yep.
When I come back, a fellow Republican opposed him on the basis of standing against white supremacy. No such thing as white supremacy, folks. That's another made-up lie by the children of the lie. And if we lose white people, we're going to lose America, just like Europe is losing Europe.